Hey everybody, it's Maylee Thomas and time for another Texas Homegrown Music, and I've got a couple that's going to be in the studio today. They're called The Vintage Yell, and it's Jesse Spradlin and Chris Responti. It's a great duo of music that they just released an EP on March 15th of 6 songs, and we're going to try to get all of them in this interview today. So you guys sit back and get ready for some great music from Vintage Yell. But before we do, I'm going to do a song off my Revelations record. It's called Pieces, and we'll be right back right here on Texas Homegrown Music with Vintage Yell.
In a crowd, but I'm feeling lonely. Say you smile, only I see a frown. Grab a rope just before I'm beginning to drown. So confused, I can't seem to function. Time is now become my enemy. Sun will shine, but the rain is all inside.
We're back with my guest Vintage Yell in the house, Chris Responti and Jesse Spradlin. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited for you. This is one of those times where I'm so pumped that I feel like I got in on the ground floor of something really great, because knowing both of you, and certainly knowing Chris because of all the stuff that you've been involved in that I've been involved in. But yet what you guys don't know is Chris is also a great little producer and engineer, and we've done a lot of records, a lot of songs together in your studio. Well, he's put together this, it's a duo, I guess.
But
the reality is they have the biggest band sound. I mean, I've had these cats play for some events for us and our stage. Of course, they were at TMR last year before they got this record out. And now look at what's happening. And you guys just got a distribution deal. Talk to me. Tell me about this this whole adventure that you guys are on and how it all came to be.
Okay. Well, Chris and I actually met whenever we were working on, he was doing some producing for me, actually.
Okay.
And then I think just one thing led to another, and we just really clicked musically and as best friends.
I had you on my show, Jesse.
Yeah.
It's been probably...
Oh, that's right.
Almost, yeah, it was like over a year ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say, in 2022.
And then Chris actually asked me, I don't even know, it's over a year ago now, if we, you know, would want to do something together musically, and I was like, heck yeah. And so we've just been, ever since then, we've just been doing it, and this is what it looks like, I guess. So,
well, yeah. You know, you got a fantastic partner here, because Chris, he won't brag on himself, but this dude's played on a lot of different sessions, done a lot of work in Nashville. We're so glad we got him back to Texas, thank goodness. And you've got your footprint all over the place here, Chris, and I know you're excited about this project.
Oh, totally, yeah. No, I am. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work, but it's been super rewarding, and just it's been a great partnership.
Well, for those of you that come out and see him, you recognize him. He's been playing with John Christopher Davis for quite a while, and he's a key player in that band as well, and also for the Speaker Wars and a lot of other things that they've got going on. But this thing that you've got here is so exciting because, you know, it's so easy to put you guys in a place because you're a small footprint, just the two of you. But like I said, you sound like a big band. You guys have figured it out.
Well, we hope so.
No, you really have.
Well, I think that's kind of what probably got the whole thing going was that when we figured out that how, you know, we worked together, just the two of us, like two acoustic guitars, two voices, you know, banging out a song, you know, when we saw how that worked, you know, then it was like, okay, I think we've got something. This is worth, like, you know, putting the work into it and getting it, you know, because, like, obviously, as you know, it's the whole, when you get things like musically, or you figure out you got something musical going on, it's like, okay, now the work begins as far as making a record and then trying
writing
to get it out to the people,
which vein you're gonna go in,
we figured out early on that we work well together, so it was.
Well, it's definitely the true sense of everything you hear from Americana. Would you say that that's kind of a good lane for you guys?
Yeah, I think that's what we've like called it, because I think the umbrella was pretty big what we were trying to stand under, as far as we've got some stuff that's pretty rocking. We've got stuff that's bluesy. Yep. We've got, you know, other stuff that's very singer-songwriter.
Right.
And so...
folksy and country in a way.
Yeah.
In a really cool way.
We had actually some of Jesse's stuff that was really country.
Yeah.
Some older songs. And so I think Americana is one of the probably only genres that, like, you can really fit all that in.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's sad because I think it should be Texicana, truly.
Yeah.
Because
I could see that,
music,
though.
Because Texas music is a melding of all of those things that you just said. I mean, folk to blues to country to southern rock to, I mean, you name it. I mean, when you think about the iconic players that have come out of it, and when you look at people like Willie Nelson, who can sing every genre.
Yeah.
And call it Texas music.
Yeah.
Well, that's why on our website we have the three words: it's soulful, Americana, and Texas.
There you go.
Because
that seems to sum it up. When people go, well, what kind of band are y'all? And it's like, really, that pretty much tells you all you need to know.
Because I think the song, like, what's really important to us is like having some kind of soul in what we're doing, and soul can come from like blues or bluegrass or even like he said, like a singer-songwriter vibe. So I think for us, it like starts with the song, And then it's cool to be able to go back and forth between being like a subtle singer-songwriter thing, but then be able to like strap on a telly and like full on, you know,
and you guys
rock out,
do that so. Really well, I'm telling you. That's why if you guys get a chance to see them live, you've got to. And we'll talk about some places they're going to be playing coming up. They're going to be doing a lot of festival gigs in the next few months. And what's more exciting is they've got this new EP that just dropped on March the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's got some phenomenal songs on it, of which we're going to play some live in the studio today and some that aren't even haven't even been played on the radio yet. So I guess the exclusive.
Yep.
This is what
yes.
happens when you get to know these cats early on. You're that first song that you guys released your single out that's called Go Down Swinging. Wow, that really hits people right from the get-go as to what you guys have and yeah. what your ability is. It's a really
that,
great
thank
fun
you
song.
So much.
That was the first one. We literally, that was basically like the test song to see if we could write together. That was the first song we ever
wow,
wrote together.
Really?
Yeah, we were,
and,
yeah.
I mean, truly, like, wrote it, like, you know, got
almost
together one
day,
started,
yeah.
started from nothing, from scratch, wrote it, and then recorded it not too long afterwards, and then we put it out ourselves. It was before we had our deal, not long after that. So
wow.
it was a very...
I remember
quick.
When you sent it to me. What do you think about this? I was like, are you kidding me? Gosh, this is phenomenal. I love it. And,
oh,
and
I'm so glad.
I love the way you guys play off one another. You both are exciting to watch, and it's just a lot of fun. And so speaking of exciting to watch, I know you guys don't get to see them, but I do. We're in the studio, and they're going to play a song for us live right now, and it's one of their songs called Wrong Direction. Somebody give me a little background on it before you guys get started on it.
Well, Chris actually wrote this song, and we actually have a music video that's pretty cool for this one, too.
Yeah, you do, and it's really cute. And that old car, whose car is that?
We rented that. We found it.
So cool.
I went out car searching
scavenging.
With somebody.
yeah.
Actually, it's... The name's escaping me, so he's gonna
someone
kill me.
Someone in Dallas.
Actually,
so,
from
yeah.
I think this area, it was a McKinney connection somehow.
Okay, like some kind of car.
A car
club.
Person,
yeah.
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 And we went looking and went to a car show and was just walking up and down all these, you know, rows of cars, and I was just like, that one.
That's the one.
And talked to the guy, and next thing you know, he's driving out to this, you know, remote location down in
Midlothian.
Yeah. And yeah, the video was really fun. And the cool thing about the video is that it personally, I feel like it really now the video and the song are kind of married now.
Yeah.
Like they really support each other the way you hope a video will with
right.
a song. And so now it's like, I can't think of one without the other.
Well, so it's so freaking cool. I absolutely love the video, and I love, it's fun to watch you guys and how you play off each other. You've got so much personality in it, the way you're like, oh, you know.
She's a way better actor than
well,
I don't know. We, you know, we have fun.
It was a lot of fun. Yep. So, well, you're going to play for us right now in the studio, so let's do that.
All right.
Wrong Direction right here with Vintage Yell on Texas Homegrown Music.
Sure.
Okay.
Gonna steal my soul before it's all through. The only way to get away is to get over you. I've been running in the wrong direction, but I might as well be standing still. I can't seem to make the right connection. Yeah. can't seem to make the right connection.
Did you guys just sit in a room and enunciate all of these songs together? I mean, you are so right on with each other. I mean, you haven't been together long enough to be able to do that. It must just be a natural thing that you guys have with one another that just happens, because you guys sound like your brother sister.
I mean,
The way you're singing.
It was like the first, because we, like she was saying, when we first worked together, it was on some of her tunes, and I was mainly engineering and on this side of the board. But it was like, she's got some good songs. She can sing all, you know. And when we first got together musically and started doing stuff, it was kind of what you just heard was
just the chemistry was.
Yeah. At least like in its raw form was there.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, we need to do something.
It works so unbelievably well, and I'm so excited for you guys. Well, we're gonna play Go Down Swinging right here on Texas Homegrown Music with Vintage Elle, and we'll be right back and play some more music for you. I'm so excited they're here with their guitars, and we get to hear them live. So right here on Texas Homegrown Music, here you go, Vintage Elle.
If I'm gonna go down, swinging, sticking around.
You don't have
Well, hey, everybody, we're back with my guest, Vintage Yell, in the house, Chris Responi and Jesse Spradlin. Y'all have known each other for a long time.
Without aging myself, actually, this year, I think it's official. We've known and have worked together for 30 years.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, no. And that's all we're going to say about that. No, yeah, so and we met, like, super young. We met, I wasn't even old enough to, like, legally play in bars. But we were.
30 years ago, you're only, like, 5.
Yeah,
so yeah,
that
totally makes
that's
sense.
What I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. It was, you know, clearly I was a baby. Clearly. Yeah, no, so we met back in the 90s, back in those. I'm originally from Irving. I was born and raised in Irving.
Okay.
And then once I started, and then played around DFW, you know, in bands and stuff like we all did. But then, I mean, I lived in Arizona for a while. I obviously lived in Nashville for
almost
20 years.
When you did Nashville a long time,
around
2000, playing with people.
Yeah,
right?
I was there. It 16 plus years.
Yeah.
2000 until the end of 2016, and just doing what everybody does. Out
I just remember John telling me you were moving back to Texas, and he was so excited.
Yeah, I mean, we. I think. Either the funny story on that was the first day we officially moved into the house that we're in right now, I had to stop moving in because we had a corporate private gig at I want to call it Texas Stadium, but it's actually AT&T, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like where we were like on the field, you know, as a band playing event, you know. So
yeah.
I was like, you know, sorry, I can't, you know, keep. You know, loading furniture into the house. I had to go play at AT&T Stadium.
Sorry,
hey. But it was fitting and it was fun to, you know, to play again with him. And it was just like, okay, yeah, I think this was the right decision to move back, you know, because it's like, well, you're still going to get to work or you still get, you know.
Right.
So that was a good sign that, like, yeah, you know, I'm going to still.
You immediately got the stamp of, yes, we got job. We got some work for you.
Yeah. So that was fun and cool.
Well, and how fun that you found Jesse because you wanted to produce her. And now you guys have this great thing going that's. It's really exciting. And I know both of your spouses are totally and completely behind it because your husband's always out. He's like your roadie.
He's the best. He's literally
he's awesome.
Best.
And, of course, your wife's been putting up with this for a long time.
Yeah. She's known for a long time what she got into. Yeah. And you
and
have
to.
And
that's a big deal.
It's a must. If your partner is not down with you doing music as a living, I don't know how you can do it.
I've watched him crash and burn
a lot. Yeah, I would not want to experience that. Because, it's just, you know. Well, you know.
I know. And, of course, you know, I was smart. I married my guitar player.
Well, there you
and
go.
Where we didn't have to have that problem. But, it's a big deal because you guys are out all weekends. I mean, it's like they either love you and come out and support you or they're lonely on the weekends and they gotta understand that this is your jam, right?
They've both been so excited and so supportive and just like honestly they're like full on like our second and our third and fourth band members, like for sure.
Yeah.
You know.
Because there's been times where like I've had to, you know, like bring like an idea of like that we have like we're gonna go do like either a trip or something musical and I'm kind of sheepishly coming up, you know, thinking like, oh, she's not going to go for this. And it's like, oh, that would be cool. Yeah. No, y'all should totally do that. I'm like, really? Okay. I'm glad you agree.
See,
I
gotta go. No.
Yeah. So that's always, it's just,
well, it's I mean, I say it a lot and the sad thing is, you know, cause I've been playing music for a long time and I've always had a band and, a lot of times my players have met their girlfriend or spouse while they were playing music. And then, lo and behold, a few years into it, they're like, hey, man, you know, I really don't want you doing this anymore. And it's just a soul crusher for the other person.
Yeah.
Because it's like you met me playing in a band. This is who I am. And really, it is who you are in this music thing. It's not what you do.
Yeah, that's true.
Because at this point, when you're playing like we are, and I know that what you guys are, where it's not like we're making a killing, right? You got to really, you got to have a heart in it. You got to really, it's got to be something that you can't do, can't live without.
Yeah, it's our baby right now, this band.
If you get into the music business to just thinking you're going to get rich, you're in it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
That can happen, but if you get into it with that goal, then I think you're going to be sadly disappointed.
Well, you know, you've done the Nashville thing. You've seen it.
Yeah, it's I mean,
extremely competitive. Yeah. And if you're not in it because you love it.
And it's going to be up and down. I mean, I've had years where it's like, wow, that was a pretty good year, you know, for the old, you know, pocketbook. And then I've had other times where it's like, you know, you're you know, staring at the mailbox up front waiting for a check to come in. So it's just, but it when it's who you are and it's what you do and it's just all you've ever done, it's like, well, it's just what I do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm looking at two people that it's actually who you are. And of course, like I said, I had you on the show when you were doing your solo thing.
Yeah.
And both of you have got these careers that were doing very well, but for you guys to find this new wave of excitement and fun, and it's fun for us. You know, what I love about it, you're both very strong vocalists.
Well, thank you so much.
You know, I mean, yeah. Obviously I knew that you were. And Chris, I've known that because you've done some singing and I've heard you. But it's like this really showcases you. And I'm really excited for you guys.
Well, thank you.
I think it really does. But both does you some serious justice for having this group together. But you guys are going to do another song for me here. And it's called Time of Death. Which,
yes.
Give me a little lowdown, because I think we said earlier, everybody can relate to the time of death in a relationship.
This was the second?
This is the second or third? Yeah, this is the second. I think it's the second song we wrote together. We had, like, a little bit of an idea, and Chris and I just, one day at his house, got into a conversation about friendships and, you know, relationships and stuff, and we had, you know, this idea of saying, like, sometimes in a relationship, no matter how much, you can still fully love the person, you can care about them, but you can know for, like, your sake and the other person's, like, somebody's got to call it at some point, that this is not good for you, it's not good for me. And I was like, it's like calling a time of death on it. Like, you just got to do it. So it's called Time of Death on This Love. So it's just, you know, it's just a song pretty much about that concept of, you know, almost like hesitantly being like, man, we gotta walk away. And, you know, anyway, I felt better after writing it.
Yeah. Cheaper in therapy.
Yeah, we were. I remember we were like throwing the ball back and forth with the dog. And I was like, and another thing.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Let's hear it. And again, this is on their new EP. It's called Vintage Y'all Set 1, because there's going to be a set 2. And we'll talk about that as well. But let's have it.
Time of death on this love. I'm walking.
That's the reason why they're doing so well. That just sounds so great, you guys. It's phenomenal. I love it, and I love your songs. I mean, seriously, you've got something going, kiddo. And you guys are going to release a second half of this EP release called Set 2.
Yeah.
I think you said you've got some singles coming out as early as May.
Yes.
And then the whole thing will come out in August. And you guys, they're going to press a vinyl with 10 of the songs together and a CD as well with all of them. And because I think you said you've got 12 songs total. A couple of them are little remakes, and they're cool remakes. So the kind where you're going to listen to it and go, that sounds so cool. And the lyrics are kind of familiar. And then you you realize they're songs that you've heard before. I think you said you have a Chris Stapleton remake and, of course, the Beatles, which I love what you did with that song. And we're going to play that one as well. But I don't know. I'm just excited for both of you, and we're gonna play another song that's on this first release called "Can't Help But Love You," and that's the Chris song, right?
No, this is actually a song I wrote. Yeah.
Okay.
This is an original song that we actually recorded a version of this when Chris and I.
Oh, this is the one that's slow and you start out.
Yeah, it's like a bluesy.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Yeah, and that's when we worked on my solo stuff that kind of initiated us being like, hey, we should.
Which, by the way, again, she does have a solo career called Jessie Spradlin. You guys want to look her up? She's got some great stuff out there. But yeah, this song haunted me when I first heard it. I was like, oh my gosh, I love the way you go into it with no.
It's all Chris's credit because he full on pretty like when I say like. You know, you're talking about that chemistry, that musical chemistry. I did not connect with someone the way I did with Chris outside of my family. Like, I had all that musical chemistry with my family, but when I met Chris, he was the first producer I ever worked with that, like, he just heard a song and was like, this is what it needs to be. And I fully, like, he needs more kudos than he gets on all the production that he's done, and especially on
Can't Help But Love
You.
Well, that's why I said in the beginning, he doesn't talk about himself because that's just the kind of person he is. But
he totally, with that production of Can't Help But Love You, was totally his baby on that, and yeah, he did a great job.
Well, you keep referring to your family. You guys played, I think, did you play gospel music, or what did you guys do as a family early on? I remember that on the interview with you, with your solo.
Well, my dad was a gospel blues guitarist.
Okay.
So, you know, I got pulled on stage at an early age from that. And he was a pastor, too, so we did a bunch of church stuff. My stuff, like my Jessie Spradlin stuff, has all been kind of Americana, but like maybe on the sweeter side, maybe a little more on the folk side. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's kind of what we did.
Well, you came from some pretty good loins there, honey, because you've got a voice that's phenomenal. And this particular song, you guys are going to absolutely love it. It's probably going to be my favorite on the record just because it really showcases her ability. And I know the first time you heard it, you were like, this little girl? Because you guys can't see, she probably doesn't even weigh 100 pounds. And she sings like Aretha. I mean, she's got this really strong, soulful voice. And it really, this song particularly really showcases it. It's called Can't Help But Love You. We're going to play it right now from Vintage L, and we'll be right back. They've got some more music I want to play. And we're going to talk about the shows they've got coming up that you guys need to come out and see them on. So right here on Texas Homegrown Music, here you go, Vintage L.
I already miss your face in and I see you in such a beautiful way. Oh, I keep flashing back to remember when I was with you and you'd hold me up for the whole night through. I already miss your eyes. They've been dancing
back with Vintage Yell, and I want to talk to you guys about where you can see them, because they've got a lot of shows coming up in the area, a lot of festivals, starting with April the 6th, Bobby Fest in Southlake. I guess a fundraiser, you said?
Yes, for Amy's Wish with Wings.
Okay,
yeah.
And so that's April 6th, and then you're doing the South Street Art Fest in Arlington, mm-hmm. and that's on the 7th,
right
the next
after.
Night, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got the Blue Bonnet Festival in Ennist on the 21st, you got the Granbury Wine Walk on the 26th, and really exciting, I know you guys are going to be loved, you're playing Friday at the Guitar Show That's always a fun gig, and they do such a great job with the stages around there. You guys are going to love that, and you'll love it. You better be careful and not bring your wallet.
Yeah. You know what I've said about guitar shows is I used to go when I was a kid and then going now, and it was like, yeah, I remember when you could come here with hundreds of dollars. And
yeah,
now you
no, not anymore.
With thousands of dollars.
Yeah, not anymore.
And that's to buy pedals.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, you know, we had to start carrying more pedals just because being a boutique guitar store.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I wanted people to be able to get something that they could not have to go home and really toil over, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and also then I'm walking up and down the aisles and I'm like, I owned that amp back in the day. I owned that one and that one.
You're like George.
You're like, why did I sell it?
That's totally George.
Yeah.
Totally George.
Yeah.
Well, and then also you guys are going to be on Friday night, and it's actually on June 7th, which is the same time as our Texas Music Revolution. You guys are going to be here in McKinney at the Rook, which is a new listening room from Burris Law, and I happen to know a lot about it because George is actually building that building. I don't know if you knew that.
Right.
It's in Adriatica. And it's really cool. I think you're going to love it. They've got Chris Knight coming in. They've got a lot of great acts coming in. I know Kevin Fowler is going to be playing there, and lots of other great people in that room. And it's the great thing about it, like I said, is it's a listening room. And I think you guys are going to do that together, right? I think originally you were going to do it.
As right now, it is booked as me, but you know, I think Jesse's going to be.
I'll just ride your coattails.
Yeah. Well, I think you need to.
I'm going to sneak her in. And,
she's underage.
I think they're going to be okay with it.
So you guys, they've got their website up. It's called thevintageyell.com. They've got a YouTube channel, The Vintage Yell. You can go out. They've got a couple of really cool videos on there now, and they're getting ready to release another one. I'm sure you'll have some more coming with all of the new
music. Yeah, the new singles. Yeah.
The next single from the second EP that's coming out is a song called You Got Me, and that's going to be the next official video that we do.
Yeah,
well, and they're
that's so fun
to watch. I love it. You guys are just really funny. And and then on top of that, you guys have got a lot of shows this summer, and I know that I'm going to try to get you guys to do something for the Texas Homegrown Music Series. So
I
love you. And if you're out there listening and you want to have a duo come and play a private party or a corporate gig, or if you know some festivals that are looking for some acts, you tell them about the Vintage Yell. They will not be sorry. I've put you guys on stages, and everybody always comes back and says, oh my gosh, they were incredible.
Thank you so much. It's
a really good feeling to be in, like I said, on the ground floor of something really great that I know is getting ready to happen for both of y'all. And here's the deal. It's happening now. I tell people all the time, are you playing music? You know, are people coming to see you? You're out of your garage. You've already made it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's something I definitely fall prey to is not enjoying it when you're in it, because I can be like a, you know, destination.
I
can be a destination looker kind of thing, and I have to be reminded, like, no, enjoy what you're doing right now.
That's where our spouses come in. They kind of reel us in, and they're like, you guys, chill for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
We're going to have dinner and celebrate, and we're just like, but we have to do this now.
You know what, though? You're going to find yourselves. Yeah. And of course, because I've been doing this for a long time. And I think what's really funny, when I look back at the gigs that I've played that I've really enjoyed, they're not necessarily the biggest gigs that I played. They're the ones that I felt like I really connected with the crowd. And sometimes that's not even a big room anymore. Sometimes that's
totally.
You know that you've captured their attention and they're really hearing you and feeling it.
I mean, because I've gotten to play some pretty big shows, you know, in my lifetime.
I know you have.
And then some small stuff. And truly, it's some of the ones that stick out to me are like those medium-sized rooms where the crowd was just really in it and just digging it.
You feel like you made an impact.
And you were playing, you know, the band was playing well, and you feel like you were playing and singing well. And those are the ones that just like, that was a really good show.
Yeah,
one of the very first shows we did as a full band, it was in Arlington at kind of a private venue called the Black Box. And that was one of those shows where it was just like,
You walked off and you went, that felt great.
Yeah, the crowd was into it. We were into it. And it only holds like 100 people or something. It's pretty small. Mm-hmm. But it still sticks out. It's just a really fun.
So coming up next, we got two songs from Vintage Yell Set 1. Like they said, they're going to have a Set 2 coming out this summer. But this is While the Getting's Good and She Loves You with Vintage Yell.
Loves you, and you know that can't
Such a great time, and I love that I was on the ground floor of this group getting together, because Jesse had that solo career going, and I know Chris was producing her stuff, and what a great find that was for him to go ahead and decide to do this group called the Vintage Yell together. And you guys catch a show, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. There's so much fun to watch, and a wall of sound, even if it's just the two of them, but I do know that they play with a full band as well. So speaking of full bands, I hope you guys got your tickets to Texas Music Revolution. We've got some phenomenal bands, and I've got a stage right in front of Cadillac right there in Kentucky with I've got Bree Bagwell on Friday night, the Weathered Souls on Saturday, and of course, you know, Lucas Nelson is going to be playing on Friday. And speaking of the Nelsons, I just came back from the heels of Luck Reunion, where I saw Willie, and I tell you what, at 91, the dude is still able to sit out there and sing. And at midnight, I mean, I had to stay up late just to be able to see him, and it was a lot of fun. And I got to see my favorite band right now, the Red Clay Strays. If you guys aren't familiar with them, check them out. They're really great and just a lot of fun. So we're going to have a lot of great music coming up at Texas Music Revolution. And also, for those of you that are movie buffs, the documentary Texas Music Revolution is doing so great on the festival circuit. It's going to be at the Dallas Film Festival on April the 27th. That's a Saturday at 4:00. I believe it's at the Texas Theater. I'm not sure, but if you guys go to our website, you'll find out with all the information. It's just a really cool documentary about this festival that's been going on now for 28 years. Can you believe that? And if you know anything about music festivals, that's a phenomenal feat to have a festival go that long. So I'm in the Burris Injury Law Studios here at KHYI 95.3 The Range, and I just want to give a shout-out to them for being one of my sponsors, as well as the Guitar Sanctuary. Love that you guys listen in every week, and we'll be back next time right here on Texas Homegrown Music. Peace out, everybody. Remember, love life. You get out of it what you put into it, and we'll see you next time.